This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Vastula with the news, the headlines first. Government forms committee to study technical aspects concerning border between Bajura and Humla districts. Home Ministry urges restraint in both districts after border incident. Pokhara Valley Municipal Development Committee issues 15-day ultimatum to remove encroachments. Nepal announces 14-member national cricket squad for men's Asian Games qualifier 2026. And U.S. President says negotiators should not rush Iran deal amid ongoing talks. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a committee to study the technical aspects of the border between Bajura and Humla districts. A meeting of the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration held at Singha Darbar yesterday decided to form the committee under the coordination of Deputy Director General of the Survey Department, Sushil Dangol. The meeting was chaired by Minister Pratibha Rawal. The committee includes representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, the Ministry of Land Management, as well as the Chief Minister's Office of Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces. The Director of the Survey Department will serve as the Member Secretary. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Home Affairs has urged people of Humla and Bajura districts to remain restrained following an incident in the border area. In a statement issued yesterday, the ministry said a probe team led by a senior superintendent of police has been formed to investigate the incident. The team has been directed to immediately reach the site and submit a report. The ministry assured that the government remains committed to protecting the lives and property of citizens and maintaining peace in the border region. Likewise, Nepal police and the armed police force have also been instructed to mobilize additional security personnel to bring the situation under control and maintain long-term peace. The Pokhara Valley Municipal Development Committee has released a public notice urging all concerned sites to remove the constructions including shops set up in Pokhara Bus Park area within 15 days. The committee asks the business owners to assist in the process to construct the Pokhara Bus Park by dismantling the illegal structures including shops. The encroachments in the Sethi River area extending from Pokhara House to Sethi Bridge and from Prithvi Highway to the south as well as from the airport to the north and east are sought immediate removal. The notice issued on Saturday indicates that if the encroachments are not cleared within the given time, the committee will take action to remove the structures. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel informed that the government would gradually address public concerns. During his address to a public hearing in Kathmandu Constituency 5 yesterday, the minister promised to take all possible measures so that issues of roadways, seaways, electricity and drinking water would be addressed. He was elected as the House of Representative member from the same constituency. The public hearing was organized in line with the commitment Minister Pokhrel made during the recent election campaign. Minister Pokhrel, who also serves as the government spokesperson, said that the government has a clear policy of hearing civic voices before making any decisions. UK Parliamentary Under Secretary of State for the Indo-Pacific and Minister for Equalities Seema Malhotra has said the British government is ready to expand cooperation with Nepal in technical education. During her three-day visit to Nepal, Malhotra made the remarks at a high-level discussion organized by the Nepal-Britain Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu yesterday on British Education Partnership for Nepal. She said expanding educational access and employment opportunities would further strengthen Nepal-UK relations and help link education with economy. She also expressed readiness to align British support with Nepal's education priorities. British Ambassador to Nepal, Rob Fenn, said the visiting minister also held discussions with Nepali officials, including the Education Minister, on sustainable investment and cooperation. The local governments in Kanchanpur district have started temporarily closing schools due to rising temperatures and health concerns among students. The Bhimdatta and Krishnapur municipalities have announced a 3-day closure of all community and institutional schools beginning yesterday, while Suklafata municipality is also preparing to suspend classes. Teachers say students have been suffering from headaches, drowsiness and difficulty concentrating in classroom amid extreme heat. Temperatures in Kanchanpur and neighboring Kailali have crossed 40 degrees Celsius in recent days. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has stressed the need to transform traditional diplomacy into economic diplomacy for Nepal's prosperity. Addressing a program marking Nepal Foreign Service Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khanal said international partnerships would be utilized to attract foreign investment, promote tourism, transfer technology and expand market access for Nepali products. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai also urged members of the Foreign Service to work professionally. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has said the government is preparing to bring all closed industries back into operation. The minister remarked during her inspection visit to the long financially troubled Hetauda cement industry in Hetauda. The cement factory has faced a cycle of repeated shutdowns and occasional operations over the years. She also held discussions with the management team and employees to understand the condition of the industry. Speaking at a discussion program organized after the inspection, Minister Yadav said that it was extremely unfortunate that the government-owned Hetauda cement industry had been shut down. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has approved the preparation schedule for its first National General Convention. The party's Central Election Commission has circulated the schedule to provincial and district committees. According to the schedule, election committees will be formed in all 77 districts and 7 provinces by May 29. Reports from local and district conventions will be collected by June 3, while district convention and election reports will be submitted by June 13. The list of general convention delegates will be submitted by June 8 and the details of provincial office bearers will be submitted by June 19, in which discussions on electronic voting will also be held. The party is scheduled to hold its first national general convention in Chitwan on June 21, 22 and 23. Now a sports news update. A Nepali national cricket squad has been announced in view of the Men's Asian Games Qualifier 2026 scheduled to be held in Singapore from the 31st of May to the 9th of June. The team with Dipendra Singh Airi as its captain announced by the Cricket Association of Nepal CAN comprises Kusal Bhurtel, Asif Sheikh, Rohit Paudel, Sundeep Zora, Kushal Malla, Lokesh Bum, Sandeep Lamichhane and Sompal Kami. The remaining players in the 14-member team are Karan Casey, Arif Sheikh, Sahab Alam, Sher Malla and Nandan Yadav as per CAN in a press statement issued yesterday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has instructed negotiators not to rush into a deal with Iran despite earlier suggestions that an agreement was close. According to the BBC, the proposed understanding reportedly includes a possible 60-day ceasefire extension, discussions on reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and further talks on Iran's nuclear program. In a social media post, Trump said constructive talks were continuing but stressed that both sides must take time to reach the right outcome. Iranian officials have also indicated progress with the foreign ministry, saying the two sides are very close and very far from an agreement. Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar, who has been involved in mediation efforts, has described the talks as grounds for optimism and said a positive outcome may be within reach. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the country is currently under the influence of westerly and local winds along with a low pressure system near the eastern region. According to the division, generally cloudy conditions are expected in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today, with partly cloudy weather in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, including Madhya Pradesh province. The Tarai regions are likely to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudra-Paschim provinces today. The division has also warned of hot weather conditions in the hilly areas of Sudra-Paschim and Lumbini provinces, while heat wave conditions are likely in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government forms committee to study technical aspects concerning border between Bajura and Humla districts. Home Ministry urges restraint in both districts after border incident. Pokhara Valley Municipal Development Committee issued 15-day ultimatum to remove encroachments. Nepal announces 14-member national cricket squad for Men's Asian Games Qualifier 2026. And U.S. President says negotiators should not rush Iran deal amid ongoing talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.